Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
There is only one person that deserves full attention from us for the next few minutes, and that, of course, is Jaden Danz. Now, I obviously asked the Discord heading into this who their man the match shouts were, and you won't be surprised to hear that predominantly the name Danz, or a different variation of that, has headed in. So Josh Hall with Jaden Danz, CopBHK17, Danz, Barry4K, it's got to be Danzy, Symes, Danz or Clark for him. There's been some more as well, let me just scroll down quickly. Hitching Bars, my vote is for Danz. Look so mature for a teenager, definitely a name we'll hear more often in the future. Dan says Danz, there's a lot of Danz there. Howdy, it's David, says Danz, it has to be. There was one more. No, okay, that was it. Jaden Danz, like, unbelievable, absolutely unbelievable. And a couple of people mentioned there, just the maturity with which he's shown, not just tonight, but in his cameos today as well. But he's just, I said it in the IMR, he's just a real, real goal threat. And he's come close to doing what he's done tonight, even before, but he just looks the business. Like, what he does so, so well is he feels like he's always within the width for the post. Yeah. Strikers talk about that a lot, don't they?
Yeah.
But he is that. He absolutely is that. And he's in and around it all the time. Even the goal we scored against Luton, Harvey Elliott ends up scoring it. But I was sort of more interested and more intrigued by the fact that Jaden Danz was running onto it.
Yeah.
And he'd have been thinking, this is it. This is my life done. And he was the guy about to strike it. And then Harvey Elliott nips in. It's a wonderful finish. You're taking nothing away from Harvey Elliott. But what we've seen there with Danz is that anticipation. And we've seen it again tonight. But talk about the goals, because the first one is honestly, honestly ludicrous. Like, to have the... can I say bollocks? Yeah, to have the bollocks definitely to pull that off in front of the cop is just, it's mind-boggling, quite frankly.
You've took the word right out my mouth. To have the bollocks to do that cop end on... I can't even speak about it, to be honest.
It's mental.
It gives you goosebumps as well, thinking about it, because, you know, we've all wanted to do that. And yeah, so many strikers have come to Liverpool and just haven't had the bottle to be able to do that. And he's come in, slid into the team, another player that doesn't look out of place, finishing like that.
No, absolutely. No, 100%, mate. It's and the beauty of it is, like, listen, the first goal is right at the top drawer. It really, really is. Like, it's the run is something, and the little glance up to see the keeper's coming, when as soon as he knows he has, he then executes it. To have the ambition and the confidence of which to pull it off is one thing, but then the execution is another. We spoke a lot about Darwin Nunez's chip the other week, and different. Darwin Nunez is probably slightly
very,
more.
Very Cody Gakpo.
Yeah, United. It is. The United goal. Yeah, absolutely it is. Yeah, that little dink from that angle as
cute
well. It's
clever.
Very similar. Yeah, yeah, very, very similar. But again, 18 years old, his third Liverpool appearance. It's daft. It's daft what he's doing. He's showing maturity way, way beyond his years. And it's interesting because he obviously started out in the under-18s this year. He can still play for the under-18s, by the way. But he's made the step up to 21s quite recently and done that seamlessly. And now he's done this seamlessly. And obviously he spoke after the game, said, my dream come true. And you just got to be absolutely over the moon for these lads. But again, you said it earlier, they don't look out of place. And that was the definition of not looking at a place that tonight, because the goal is one thing, the quality, and he's obviously physical enough, he can handle himself, you can see that, he's big enough, he's strong enough, he's quick enough, and above all, he's got the quality as well. But it's the mindset for me. We spoke about his first goal just there, but the second one, in a way, and it's slightly odd, but it's even more impressive, albeit ultimately it's an open goal that he fires into essentially. But to have the presence of mind and the anticipation, and the reason he scores that goal is because the defender's on his heels. Mm. He doesn't think there's going to be a striker sniffing around him, getting in front of him. So the defender thinks, okay, I can just deal with this when it gets to me. Jaden Dan's like, no, you can't, mate. You can't wait, because I'm going to be on it. So that, for me, we speak a lot about striker's instincts and all that sort of stuff. He's got that.
Yeah, you mentioned before that he's always in between the two posts.
Yeah.
And for any striker to be in between the two posts, they're always going to be around a goal, they're always going to be bagging goals. But to do it at this level, what he's doing at that is just ridiculous. Now, I've watched him for the under-18s, you mentioned the 21s as well. He's bagging goals for fun. It's scary. It's very
different
scary.
Different types of goals as well.
Very different. Tonight, totally different goals. The first one, unbelievable finish, but the run off the shoulder was what really impressive. The ball by Elliott, fantastic. But then, like you said, to have the balls to dink him, daft. Yeah. But then the second one, you can't teach that. No. You've either got that or you haven't.
You're right,
You know, not only the hunger to get to the ball before the defender, but to be in that position.
To be switched on enough to go.
You're in the position there, and he's going to forever score goals, no matter what level it is. I hope it's at Liverpool, of course I do. But he's got it. He's definitely got it. So
it's exciting, man. It's interesting because also we've seen, look, we've spoken a lot about this in recent weeks on different shows, because when you see an exciting young striker, your mind instantly harks back to good and bad in that instance, because there's been loads. So the polar opposites, you've got Michael Owens, Robbie Fowler, two others that I won't mention because that's just not fair. But Liverpool have had the fair share of him, of both of those, let's put it that way. But with someone like Jaden Danz, you think, okay, boxes wise, tick, 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 tick. Yeah. And then what's so exciting is that he ticks all of them for me. And one of the big ones that he ticks, this sounds a bit daft, but he's an aerial threat.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah.
And I think that one can go a little bit under the radar and be a bit underrated, because how many strikers you see come through who are good, very technical, very quick, etc., 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 but they might not be big enough or physical enough to actually handle it. And I know this is Premier League, it's not League Two or the National League, but you need to have a little bit of that about you. And he can. You can mix it a little bit as well. So there's real, real cause for optimism that, based on what we've seen, albeit only a very small sample size, albeit he's been doing brilliantly in the youth side, as you say, he could well be. I'm so reticent to use terms like this because he's so young, but he could well be the real deal.
I think he's proven that he is. That's what you've got to look at it like this. Obviously, we're very early days in his like senior career, but from what he's done so far, you can't fault him. He's, you know, a striker to come off the bench and have an impact the way he has tonight, and to get man of the match, by the way, to score two goals, to kill a tie-off. I mean,
how much did he love it as well?
Oh, it's amazing. And even the interview after it, seeing a Scouser doing it's what we all dream about, isn't it? And we love our backing every single minute that he's on that pitch. And then, you know, Russell Martin looks absolutely depleted by Jaden Danz and Liverpool tonight. But yeah, it's all about him tonight, and he deserves every bit of credit that's going to come his way. Hopefully, you know, we will keep him grounded because you've got the right people at the club, and we keep easing him in. But he definitely deserves to be knocking on the door to say, what more do you want me to do?
Yeah, ultimately, you're right. He's in and around it now, isn't he? You know, obviously going to be without Diogo Jota, unfortunately, for a while. So there is, if Liverpool want to proceed with five forward options, you'd have to say, Ron Koumas is in this conversation, Kate Gordon's in this conversation, of course, but it feels like Jaden Danz might be leading that race now. And again, it boils down to that additional physicality. And Diogo Jota, we've lost that centre-forward one. Jaden Danz is very much that centre-forward one. So, yeah, it's interesting. It wouldn't shock me and it wouldn't upset me whatsoever if we've seen quite a bit more of Jaden Danz between now and the end of the season. And that is testament to how good he is. And I said on the podcast the other day that it'd be interesting to see in the summer how many clubs are sniffing around him for loans. I'm sure they will be, regardless.
He were in January.
Exactly, and I'm sure it'll happen again. But I just wonder now, again, there's more to be seen yet, and there's hopefully more to come. Right now, if I was Liverpool, I'd be saying no. You know what I mean? Like, no, he's ours, he's going to stick here, and we're going to nurture him, we're going to develop him, because it's done all right so far. Sad, We haven't numbered him. After all that, I always do this, by the way. Always give it the big sell and never number the big player.
Seven.
No. What are we going to give
him? I'm going to go 10. And I'm going 10. I would have went 9 to leave a little bit of a taste in our mouth to get to 10. I like doing that. But I'm going to go with 10 just because of the pure impact. The different types of finishes, the man of the match performance, scoring at the cop end. He's done everything he could have tonight.
As much as I agree with everything you've just said,
you're not going to.
I'm not going to. I'm going 9. Oh. And simply because, two reasons, didn't get a hat-trick.
Oh, and always wants more, this guy.
And second, you've said it there, keep him grounded. And if he is watching this, or if Neil, his dad is watching this, then we're keeping him grounded with a 9, all right? Sound.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend. Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt, so throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.